Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome to Mind Food Radio, and today's guest, I have Lynn Jenkins, psychologist on the show. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, back to school for a lot of people, not even the kids themselves, is quite a stressful time and quite anxious for both kids and grown-ups. What are some ways we can take that whole worry out of our lives around it?
I think what can help is a general attitude of going into it and welcoming the experience, which a lot of people do, but what can get in the way is some worries or some fears, particularly for the parents, about how their little child might go. And instead, what might be helpful, instead of indulging those worries and fears, is to actually think about, you know, what opportunities are going to come their way. They're ready for it. Our little kids, from their perspective, they are big kids. They've reached the top of their preschool, and in their minds, they're big kids. And even though some might have a little bit of anxiety or nervous energy about them, there's an element of excitement as well, because they've been made to feel special. It's a big step in their life, and they're aware of it. They know that.
Do you think a lot of parents, you know, and I think I'm guilty of this, actually sort of put their own fears on their kids of perhaps school times or, I don't know, for me it's homework. Do you think a lot of that happens?
I think it does, yeah. And again, that varies from parent to parent and our own temperament, our own, whether we're a bit more prone to anxiety or not, and how well we've been able to manage it. The thing with kids is if we display anxiety, it won't be too long before they get anxious as well.
Yeah.
On top of that is that if we are genuinely anxious, they might be a little bit predisposed to it as well. So it might not take extra less time. But the thing to keep in mind is with little kids is that they're separate little beings from us. And what can happen at school is because us parents have been to school as well, we've had our own experiences at school, they might come home with things that saying little snippets of pieces of information, that's all you'll get too, little snippets of information here and there, that might be similar to what happened to us at school. And that can open up our sort of memories of what happened to us at school, and then we can start assuming and expecting the same thing will happen to them. And it's not the case. So we really need to be mindful of if we're doing that and putting in a pause before we react and before we respond to them.
Also, you know, schools have changed so much, you know, since we were all at school, haven't they? And I know I sound about 100 when I say that, but, you know, in terms of just the relationships between parents and kids and parents and teachers and that whole mix is so different now, isn't it?
It is. It's parents are certainly welcome. Well, at most schools, parents are most welcoming to the school. They're welcome to be involved as much as possible, invited to be involved here and there. And I think teachers do want that. I mean, they don't want parents there all the time, obviously, because a big aim of school is to help their children, help the kids to be assimilating to school, and also to, you know, they're on their path, their little beginning path to independence. That's part of school. But being part of the school environment is very important, actually, too, for our kids' journey at school, and schools generally welcome that.
Also, it is important, isn't it, a routine? Like, how important do you think it is, from a psychologist's point of view, is setting that routine for school kids?
Yeah, well, routines are helpful for parents and children because from the child's perspective, it's predictable, and as long as they know what's coming there next, they don't have to deal with any sort of stress. And that's the same for parents as well. If it's predictable, we know what happens next, we don't have to, you know, do what we have to do as well as deal with the stress of, you know, being late or not being able to find this and that, and it just makes things generally flow a little bit more smoothly. Because, I mean, and having said that, you know, there's going to be days where, you know, you're running out the door and then, oh, I've forgotten this, oh no, it's got news today, and I've got to take a book today, and you run back in and get it, and there's going to be days like that. So it's kind of knowing that's part of the school experience, and again, having that general attitude of, okay, this is where it comes to, this is where it gets to, I need to embrace this rather than fight it, because that just kind of makes everything a little bit more difficult.
It is interesting, though, isn't it? Because there is a real art to talking with teachers. You know, I know myself, I get a bit nervous when I think, oh, my God, I've got to head in there and, you know, talk about something. It's so strange, isn't it, that you kind of perhaps bring that with you along your life and still sometimes feel that.
I know. I am often
amazed when, you know, you can be talking to some parents and, I don't know, they look like best buddies with teachers and I'm thinking, God, how does that even happen?
Yeah, I know. I'm a little bit similar too. And the school principal as well, same
thing
with the principal again. And I think that's to do with
talk to a school principal, I think, oh, God, another year, it's fantastic. I got through without actually having to step. You talk to some parents and they're kind of like, I'm their first name and they know them. I think, how do you know all that stuff? You know,
amazing. I know. I hear you. I hear you, Michael.
If you don't if you don't hear from them, it's good news. Nothing's wrong.
I know. I sometimes, those parents are teachers too, though, I've discovered over the years. And they're just more familiar, I think, with the, and they've broken through that, they're more in their adult mind, where I think what happens to other parents, and maybe particularly you and I, Michael, is that, that's the same thing. We go back to our only other template of school is when we were at school. So
I think you're right.
I reckon it's tapping into that.
Exactly. My mum was a teacher, you know, primary school teacher, and she taught me. And I think, you know, to be really honest, for anyone who's listening to this, and they were a child who their parent taught them, it's actually not that great because you never really get picked for too much. You can never be too much of a star or stand out in anything because, of course, you know, even way back in the 70s, the finger would be pointed that, you know, there's favouritism. So it's never that great. No, it's kind of interesting. I've noticed with my kids as they've gone through school, I've always sort of distanced myself from it. I've never really wanted to be too much, you know, involved in there. Anyway, this has turned into a story about me rather than back to school psychology.
It's all right. We've all been to school.
Hey, listen, Lynn, thank you. As always, it's good to have you on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Lynn Jenkins, psychologist. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.